Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with news that you need to know. Why does the world's media continue to ignore the only true democracy in the Middle East? That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David Dolan, I know that you've been a part of the media for a long time. You've worked for CBS. You've worked for many outlets around the world. You're still involved even with us. Why do you think that the media ignore the only true democracy in the Middle East?
Well, I think it's just because the Palestinian cause is a popular one, and the idea that they're being oppressed appeals to the left-wing media, and not that there isn't some of that going on, but the Israelis just announced that they're going to build some new homes in Judea and Samaria in Area C that they control, but they also said that up to 1,000 Palestinian homes would be allowed as well to go up. So, you know, they're trying their best to balance both sides, but the media just likes the underdog, and in this case, the perceived underdog is the Palestinians, whereas in reality, it's tiny Israel that's surrounded by 350 million Muslims just in the Middle East area alone, and stretching over to Afghanistan, which is falling apart, and into Egypt. So that's just the way the media leans to the left, and Israel is not a darling cause of theirs.
David, as we look at Bible prophecy and seeing how it unfolds, we do know that we need to focus on God's program for the Jewish people, don't we?
We definitely do, and he said that they would be exiled if they sinned against him. They were exiled twice, as Isaiah prophesied. They've returned now for a second time, as he prophesied as well, and others. They're in the mountains of Judea and Samaria, as Ezekiel prophesied would happen in the last days. It's all unfolding, Jimmy, and we can be glad that God's in charge, because on the ground it looks pretty bad, but from the air where he is, he knows he's in control.
David Dolan. And why the world's media continues to ignore the only true democracy in the Middle East. We report this news because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Every time there is a conflict in or around Israel, many see it as a sign of the quickly approaching end times. The problem with that is that we may eventually tire of the conflict in Israel, so much so that we will not recognize when true prophetically significant events occur. Conflict in Israel is not necessarily a sign of the end times. However, the Bible does say that there will be a terrible conflict in Israel during the end times. That is why the time period is known as the tribulation, the great tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble. Here is what the Bible says about Israel in the end times. There will be a mass return of Jews to the land of Israel. The Antichrist will make a 7-year covenant of peace with Israel. The temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem. The Antichrist will break his covenant with Israel, and worldwide persecution of Israel will result. Israel will be invaded. Israel will finally recognize Jesus as their Messiah, and Israel will be regenerated, restored, and regathered. But remember, none of these things take place until after the rapture of the church. As we are watching the world events today, we can't help but think, how far away is the rapture of the church? And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...